Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Brett Nickel is a professional CPA with Van Mon and Seatstrom Meyer and Nickel and Pella, and he joins us on today's program to talk about how you can impact your taxes before the end of the year.
We'll start with the month of December. We're at the end of the year financially for people, and that's when the tax year ends, is December 31st. First of all, let our listeners know some of the things they should be doing right now as they prepare for the filing season.
So this year is going to be a very interesting year. We have the biggest changes we've had in tax law since the 80s. So a ton of changes this year. I think a lot of people are aware of a lot of the changes, but there's a lot of them. So be thinking about what of those changes affect you and your tax situation. The biggest changes this year are changes, you know, to the standard deduction and rate changes. It's getting pretty late in the year now. Hopefully you've taken a look at your withholding earlier in the year with some of the changes, but if you haven't, it's still, there's still opportunity to at least be prepared rather than have a nasty surprise in February, March, April, whenever you end up filing your return.
One of the things we talk about in the month of December that you can change your tax status, especially if you itemize, is charitable donations. How, if at all, has that changed? And is that still the case in terms of people could make some big contributions here at the end of the year and impact them in a positive way tax-wise?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about changes to charitable contributions. I think there's maybe some misinformation or misunderstanding out there with it. So there's actually not any changes really to the deductibility of charitable contributions. Still a lot of the same rules that we've had before. The big difference is that now everyone's standard deduction is basically double what it was before. So, if you before had itemized deductions, you know, for married filing joint couple in that $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 range, which is where a lot of people were, and you were deducting your charitable contributions, your standard deduction now goes up to $24,000. Meaning even though those donations are still deductible, you're not going to use those deductions because you're going to take that higher standard deduction anyway. So if you are over that $24,000 mark, it's a little bit more business as usual, I guess, where, if you're making donations before the end of the year, you can still deduct them this year. If you've slipped under that amount, you maybe want to reevaluate, are we close to that amount? If you're close to that amount, maybe we can do something with a donor advised fund. Maybe we can start trying to do an every other year donation type thing. And if, you're a business owner, there's other options there too. Farmers, donating grain is a good thing to do. And if you're a retired person, over 70 and a half, you have IRA, you can do those direct charitable distributions for IRA. So there's just, there's some opportunities there to maybe do things differently than you would before, depending on your situation.
What were some of the things that people would itemize before, say, last December, they're getting ready, and they itemized this past January through April, that either have changed this year under the federal tax code or that might not be as beneficial because, as you said, the standard deduction doubled for everyone from couples to singles?
So the major changes to what's actually deductible for the itemized deductions is there's now a cap on state and local tax deductions. That was one of the big fights they had at the end of last year in getting the bill passed. So there's now a $10,000 cap on the deductions you can take for your state and local taxes. So that'd be your state income tax, also property taxes, vehicle registration, if you have out-of-state tax. All that's capped at $10,000, and there's not really anything else you can do about that. So if you're over that $10,000 mark, that hurts you a little bit. The other major change is that we lost a lot of our, what we used to call the 2% miscellaneous deductions. And what's included in there would be investment advisory fees. And the big one is going to be unreimbursed employee expenses. That's going to impact some folks quite a bit. So if before you had expenses that you deduct on your tax return, mileage, phone usage, even if you work from home and do some of your home office deductions, that stuff has all gone away this year. So that can be a pretty significant difference for some folks. And if you're one of those folks, hopefully you're aware of that change coming. And if it's new information, you might want to try and work with your employer and see if you can get a more beneficial arrangement set up between you.
So before the end of the year, if people have questions or they have some things that they want to sort out before they head into January, especially with the holidays coming up, what are the kinds of things that you can help them with now that we're at the end of the tax year, but the things you can help with them now before they start that filing process?
We are tax preparers, but we're also, tax planners. We work a lot with the tax law. So, we get to this point in the year, most people have a pretty good idea what they have or should have a good idea where they're going to end up income and deduction wise. So if you have that information together before the end of the year and you have a tax professional that you work with, we can sure, we have tools where we can look at that and project things out and see where are you at if nothing changes before the end of the year. And then that gives you good information to know, should we make changes before the end of the year?
Once again, that was professional CPA Brett Nickel with Van Monen, Seedstrom, Meyer & Nickel. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.